This is Optimus Prime, and you are listening to the Masters of None.
Masters of None with Mike J. and Art.
Masters of None.
Boop. Hey everybody, this is Phil J. Fry from Futurama.
This is Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, this is Mo the Bartender, and you're listening to the Masters of None.
Masters of None? I checked them out. They're very funny guys.
Masters of None.
A comedy podcast that doesn't suck.
Not sure what it means, but that's why I'm going to keep listening until I find out. Over and out.
Masters of None. Masters of None. Masters of None!
Danger Zone.
What's up, baby? It's awesome.
Oh.
Is he still alive? Vic Vitale still alive?
Hello, friends.
Jim Nance here. It's Masters of None. It's our annual brackets episode. No brackets of brackets this year. This year we're doing the March Madness Tournament of Soups. Thank you all for listening. Thank you to our patrons. This is a free episode, I believe. And what we are going to do tonight is break it down. We have 64 soups that we will be debating head-to-head. Two soups enter. 64 soups enter.
There you go.
One soup leaves. There we go. Not very good at math. Not at all. We've got the international region. We've got the veggie region. We've got the meat region. And we have the seafood and WTF region. All these soups are going to go up at each other. We're going to decide which one is the better soup. That one moves on to the next round. And I think we're ready. We had a pre-show. We had the play-in games. We had this was the play-in games that you could only hear on the Patreon. We had SpaghettiOs versus chili. We had soupy sales versus cereal. We had cream of wheat versus porridge, and we had creamy chicken with rice versus stew. And you're gonna find out which of those moved on into the big dance right now. You guys ready to kick this off?
Let's dance.
Let's go.
All right, and by the way, Art hates soup. Just to preface the whole tournament.
Wow, putting me in a box, huh? Cool.
Can we put that on a shirt? Put that on a t-shirt.
Art hates soup. Yep.
And then in the back, say Art hates sandwich.
Art hates cold cuts.
Like a half soup, half sandwich is like Art's least favorite meal.
Panera scares the fuck out of me because they offer both.
Yeah.
Art wants whole anything but those two things. All right, let's get into it, guys. International region. These are all soups, mostly known for being related to different countries. And let's go. The first game here, ramen from Japan versus the play-in game, play-in winner, creamy chicken and wild rice. This is an easy one. This is how I conceive this whole tournament. I'm voting ramen. Love ramen, ramen noodles.
Yeah, ramen all the way.
All right.
No offense to creamy chicken. But yeah, no ramen's a little too overpowering. You can get some, you know, world-renowned ramen places. You go and have your life changed because you consume about a fucking brick and a half of salt. It's great.
Hell yeah. All right. So we got two there. So we'll just move right on. 8 versus 9. We have the Italian version of egg drop soup, which is stracciatella. It's basically Italian egg drop soup versus the big Jewish favorite, matzo ball.
Ooh.
This is a big one right here. I think I'll let you guys vote first.
That's a big matzo ball right there.
Art, where you lie, sir?
I didn't hear of Twinkly Doopy do whatever he just said, so I'm going to go with matzo ball soup.
I got to go matzo.
I'll agree. Stracciatella is it's underrated. Not a lot of people know about it. But yeah, it's essentially egg drop soup with like a different broth. But it's kind of an obscure Italian soup, matzo ball soup. Moving on, baby. L'chaim.
Tradition.
Now, should we just do a whole region or should we bounce around like they do on TV? I think we do a whole region. Region by region.
Yeah.
Let's stick with the internationals. All right. 5 versus 12. We have another Italian favorite, pasta fagioli versus borscht.
What's borscht again?
Borscht is like a beet based soup. I think it's like a Russian, but beet? Yeah, it's like a beet based. It's kind of like a chunky beet thing.
We got the beets.
Pasta fagioli is like a bean and like little mini pasta noodles in there.
Yeah.
Delicious, makes you fart a lot. This is like the anal matchup, because you got one that makes you fart and then one that makes you think your poop is blood. Makes you call 911 because there's beets in it.
So these both of these teams are really rough around the boards. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Throwing a lot of bows underneath the basket.
They both take it hard to the hole.
Yeah.
They're grinders.
Oh, God.
I'm going pasta fajoule here, because there's so many more jokes.
Yeah, easy. Make. Pasta fajoule.
I think Portlandia covered the is there blood in your stool? Did you eat beets? You ever see that sketch? It's the two of them playing like 911 operators.
Yeah.
And every call is like people calling about their blood in their stool. And they're like, did you eat beets today? It's like, oh, okay. Thank you, everyone. Hi, did you eat beets? Did you eat beets? Was it beets? Did you have beets? All right. Pasta fajoule, moving on. Next up, 4 versus 13. We have wonton soup, Chinese food classic, versus miso. So we got Chinese versus Japanese here.
What's miso soup again?
Miso is, what is in miso?
It's like an onion soup, right?
It's like a plain soup. I hate it.
Oh, is it the stuff that they give you
before hibachi? Usually you get
before sushi places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the hot stuff?
Dashi stock into which softened miso paste is mixed, which doesn't help me at all. I have no idea what any of that means.
No, it's exactly what we said.
I don't. Yeah. I don't mind. So, you know, sometimes miso-like. Wonton. Yeah, wontons look weird to me. Sometimes they look like testicles. Sometimes.
Okay.
I'm going miso with an upset.
Miso-like as well.
13 over to 4.
Whoa! All right. Miso is fermented soybeans, you guys.
Yeah,
miso is.
I'll take that. We need an upset.
Any day.
Usually it's the 12 over the 5 that you see the upset, but here I'm going 13 over 4.
All right. I like wonton soup when it's good, but I've had some just bland ass wonton soup.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like the whole thing about it is the wontons themselves, but they always give you so little that it's like, this is stupid, because the rest of it is just like, this is I'm drinking hot water.
Yeah. Also, you never know what the hell's in there. Like, what is in this? I don't know what it is. It's like a weird mystery meat or something in there.
His cat.
All right. Big upset. 6 versus 11. We have another Italian classic, minestrone. Minestrone, however you like to pronounce it, versus goulash.
Goulash.
So
goulash is like a, what is it again?
Let's look it up here.
It's like a goulash. Stew. Like a stew, but it's kind
of. It definitely says it's a soup or stew of meat and veggies seasoned with paprika and other spices. It's Hungarian.
Yeah, I'm going goulash.
Goulash, huh?
Yeah, I don't really like minestrone soup. It's always a little too heavy.
It is a heavy. It is. So it's like, you know, usually tomato broth based, pasta, rice, veggies, beans, onions. Celery, stock, blah, blah, blah.
David Lee Broth. I'm going with...
David Lee Broth. Nice.
Might as well jump into a bowl of soup, all right? What do you say, Art?
Oh, the ones you voted for, that's good.
I didn't vote yet.
Wait, what'd you vote for, Mike?
I said goulash.
Oh, yeah,
I'm going minestrone.
Oh, Art.
What are you saying, Art?
Goulash.
Goulash? All right. Goulash. Another upset. Wow. Eastern Europe coming in hot.
Like a wall came down.
Next up, 3 versus 14, egg drop soup. Classic egg Chinese drop. Food versus the Mexican pozole or pozole. I don't know how you say that. If you guys aren't familiar with pozole... It is a traditional soup or stew from Mexican cuisine, hominy, corn with meat.
Hominy grits.
Can be seasoned and garnished with shredded lettuce or cabbage, chili peppers, onion, garlic, radishes, avocado, salsa, or limes.
Ooh.
I love this.
Roll up on that stuff. Yeah, the traditional Mexican flea bomb. Love that.
Here's the other thing. This is where we were talking about on the Selection Sunday show about how are we considering you know, if you can throw crackers or like whatever, you know, hot sauce or whatever else you usually have in these soups. And for me, egg drop soup sucks without the little fried noodles, like the little, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
What you get from the Chinese food place, those little
hard noodle things. Them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good call. That's a good call.
So I'm going pozole.
Yeah, pozole sounds a lot better than egg drop soup. Egg drop soup sometimes feels like you're just eating hair.
Or just like slurping down a bunch of like loogies.
Yeah.
Loogie soup.
Let's drop it like it's hot.
Drop it. Boom. Pozole, another upset. 14 over 3.
That sounds great.
I'll have that.
Yep.
7 versus 10. We have Italian wedding soup versus pho.
Pho?
I've never had pho.
Pho? Pho?
Pho.
I thought it was something totally different than what it is, I think. I thought pho was a cold soup, but I guess it's not, huh?
No.
Bone broth, rice noodles, thinly sliced meat, usually beef. Could also have bean sprouts, fresh herbs, limes, chilies, other garnishes. It's a Vietnamese soup.
Right.
Oh, you didn't pho?
Now you know.
Italian wedding soup is the one with the little meatballs in it, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Usually has a little, little tiny noodles in there. Little achene de pips and some veggies. Usually some, what is that, like spinach in there? Some mostly green veggies, little meat, little tiny pastas, and of course the delicious meatballs. I love that soup. I'm going with Italian wedding.
I am as well.
All right.
Cool. That's good.
All right. Last one. 2 versus 15. Got French onion soup versus, this is a little dark horse. This is a late entry. This won like the the British Basketball League.
Okay.
Our artist Graham came in with this one at the last minute called Mulligatawny.
Yeah.
So this is like a British Indian like mashup.
Oh, this was the colonization soup.
Yeah.
That's
colonization
right.
In a bowl.
Take her down to Mulholland.
Yeah.
So this is usually chicken, veggies, apples, and rice, and curry.
Right. This is a classic British soup that is actually Indian that they stole from them. So.
Yeah. So they basically took their curry and then like threw a bunch of crappy British stuff in there. They threw apples in it.
Soup appropriation.
Started boiling it. I'm going to go French onion because I personally don't like French onion. So I'm considering French onion to be like the Duke basketball of this tournament. Like, you know what I mean? Like they're the ones that are going to stick around. And you're like, fuck, somebody just knock them out, please. Like somebody, anybody. So I'm going French onion because I think every game needs a villain and French onion's it.
And also French onion, I feel like, has the unfair advantage because part of the soup is a piece of bread and cheese.
Mm.
It's almost like having like...
Bread and cheese gets me every time.
It's almost like being UNC in 84 and Michael Jordan's on your team.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right, Art? Trying to keep Art in this.
Yeah.
Trying to keep his interest up.
Preach, brother. That's good.
All right, ready? Out of that, so that's... So we
sorry, Graham.
Are we picking French onion?
Yeah.
Art? All right. So that is that whole division right there. Art, out of those 16 soups, how many of them have you ever tasted?
Zero. No, I'm joking. I'd say half.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Me so surprised like, you, didn't I?
I probably had about 12 of those. I probably had about 10 to 12.
10 to 12 that you've had?
Yeah.
I didn't even count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Like some of them I've never heard of, and I'm like, oh yeah, so I'm not going to fake the funk on a nasty dunk. 10. So
10 for me.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on then. Veggie region.
Let's go.
Number one seed. Tomato soup. Yes. The classic. Versus the play-in winner, which was cream of wheat, Farina.
I think this is an easy one. Tomato.
One of two breakfast soups in the tournament. See, so here's the thing. Tomato for me, I got to have some. I got to have like some grilled cheese or some saltines to crack up in there. But also cream of wheat. I need butter and like salt. maybe right. a little splash of milk. So they both kind of need stuff. What do you say, Art?
Out of the two, so for cream of wheat, you can add some funky, awesome, good stuff in there, like a little bit of maple syrup. Mm-hmm. Tomato soup, it's like...
You put vanilla. Cheese on it.
You can add yes. vanilla to it.
I'm going with cream of wheat, man.
Whoa!
It's going into overtime. Oof.
You can't.
Watch us.
Oh, my God.
We can.
All right. Here's the thing.
All right.
We started out friends.
So it gets difficult.
If I remove crackers or grilled cheese for the tomato soup, and then I remove butter and salt from the cream of wheat.
Yeah.
And I had to pick one to eat totally bare, stripped down on its own.
Yep.
I would go with tomato soup.
Yes. That's it.
At the That's buzzer it. In overtime.
That's a
there was a scare right there.
Solid argument. Close
double overtime.
Yep. Closer
I
battle
do love
than they
cream
wanted.
Of wheat, though. Love it. All right. 8 vs. 9. We've got cream of broccoli versus butternut squash.
Yep. You're gonna need your
butternut squash.
You're gonna need your Hands A game down. Tomato because cream of broccoli is coming at you.
Oh, Mike says cream of broccoli. Art says
butternut
squash.
Butternut squash all the way, man.
Whew. I love cream of broccoli. Sorry, Art.
Yeah, that's right.
Cream of broccoli. You know, it's funny. I like broccoli soup more than I like broccoli, which is bizarre.
I like broccoli.
I like broccoli too, but I love cream of broccoli and I love broccoli cheddar. Weird. All right. 5 vs. 12, lentil soup versus cream of asparagus.
Did you say cream of the asparagus?
Cream of the cream of asparagus vegetable.
Lentil soup. I've had lentil soup. I don't know if I really like lentil soup.
No, I don't like lentil soup. We'll go with the other one, just default.
Yeah, I'm a good cream of asparagus. Let's do it. Wow, that's a good upset. Right. 5 to 12.
I love lentil soup.
Yeah.
Yep. But also, you have to have it. You have to have it with like some other stuff. You need vinegar. You need the accoutrement. You need like maybe some little sausage just cooked in there, or some potato. So if it's, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I still would have voted for it.
I love how you can pronounce accoutrement like perfectly, but you can't pronounce jargon.
What? It's jargon.
No, it's not. Nobody says jargon. It's not a fucking, it's not a character in Battlestar Galactica.
It's not a character on Star Trek.
Star Trek. That's the other one. I hear that every once in a while. I'm like, wait, what? It's very that one's very subtle. Jargon is no. No.
Anyway. The word jargon in itself is jargon.
All right, so but I think we got a cream of asparagus, no?
Yep, another upset.
Fuck.
All right, corn chowder versus cabbage, 4 vs. 13.
I'm going corn chowder.
Oh, God, that thing is great.
I'm not going cabbage.
I've never even had cabbage soup, but apparently it's a thing. All right, corn chowder moves on.
Corn chowder is so damn good.
So good.
Needs hot sauce, though. You got to have hot sauce in there. Mix it up a little.
Or just put some jalapenos in it. How about that?
Or bacon.
Boop, boop. I like that. All right, 6 vs. 11, split pea versus carrot and coriander chili chowder. Miso, crunchy friends, another quid pro. Sorry.
I know very few people that actually really love split pea. And what's the other one?
Carrot and coriander.
What is that? What's coriander?
Coriander is like a spice.
It's a spice,
it's like,
right?
Yeah.
I hate split pea, so just on that alone, I'm going with coriander and fedora yonder.
I'm gonna pick split pea. Yeah,
I'm gonna go split pea too, baby.
Split pea.
Split pea. Also, you kind of need ham, a little ham in there.
Ugh,
something else, some crackers.
No.
All right, next up, 3 vs. 14, cream of mushroom versus cream of celery. It's the cream battle.
Cream of celery.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Cream of celery all day.
Yeah, I don't like mushrooms at all.
Oof, really? That's a big upset right there, guys. Cream of mushroom. It's like one of Campbell's top sellers right there.
I know. I don't like mushroom.
Not today.
Wow. Big upset. Now there's another 3-14 upset. Oh, no. We had 4-13. Oh, no. It was hold on. I'm so confused. How do they keep track? Yeah, three. We had Pizzol beat Egg Drop. That was a 14-3 upset. And now we have another one. By the way, I'm totally going to bet these numbers. I'm going to bet the NCAA tournament based specifically on the seeds that we're doing on the soup tournament.
What a great idea.
I'm going to fill out a bracket exactly like this. Yeah. All right, 7-10. Broccoli cheddar versus pumpkin.
Well, wait. Is that different than cream of broccoli?
Yeah, broccoli cheddar has cheese. It's cheese. Cream of broccoli is just... cream of broccoli is just cream broccoli. No all cheese.
Right. Then I'm... Wait, hold on. If it's two different... if it's two different things...
It's totally two different things. I mean, I'm voting broccoli cheddar all the way. I don't like a sweet soup. Right. I don't like the butternut. Okay. I don't like the pumpkin.
I got that too.
You too, Art. All right. Broccoli cheddar moves on. That thing, a Panera and a bread bowl, broccoli cheddar.
Oh, so good.
Killer. All right, our last matchup in the veggie region, 2-15, vegetable, just classic vegetable soup versus cauliflower.
Vegetable.
Oh, vegetable. Cauliflower can go fuck itself.
What if it was cauliflower ear soup? Would that change your mind?
Cauliflower deer soup?
Ear.
No, ear.
Oh, ear? No.
Some tough words there, Art.
Yeah, cauliflower thinks it's so cool. Like, it's like the hipster vegetable right now because it's in everything.
Look at me, I'm white broccoli. It's the most racist vegetable.
Yep.
All right. There we go. We're done with that region. Here we go. To the other side. To the meat region.
Meat.
We got 1-16, chicken noodle, the one seed, versus our play-in, chili.
Oh, chicken noodle.
Chicken noodle.
Chili.
Damn it.
Real quick. Ails you.
Because here's my argument against chili. Chili lives by the sword, dies by the sword. It's either fucking delicious or it's terrible. There is no in between with chili with me. So I think they are a 3-point shooting team and they just had a cold night. Can't have an off night against chicken noodle. Can't have it.
I don't know, dude. I think chicken noodle's like the UNC. I fucking hate it.
Chicken noodle cures what ails you.
It's the most overrated.
Yeah, it does. Okay. Chicken noodle soup is always there for you on a rainy day.
Right. It'll consistent. Consistent.
All right. There it is.
It believes in you when other people don't.
8-9. Chicken tortilla soup versus a very specific one coming straight out of Olive Garden. Uh-oh. Zuppa Toscano.
Zuppa de pesce.
You guys know
chicken
Zuppa
tortilla
Toscano?
Soup all day. Come on.
I'm going Zuppa Toscano.
Yeah, of course you would.
What's Zuppa Toscano?
Zuppa Toscano is it's Tuscan soup.
Ray Liotta's favorite soup.
kale, beans. I think there's sausage in it.
Before there was cauliflower, there was kale. Granted, I have a couple of like kale drinks, like veggie drinks throughout the day, but like, no, man.
Chicken tortilla.
You're putting tortilla soup in that thing. Come on, man.
Chicken tortilla, sure.
That thing eats like a meal.
Yeah.
And I like me some Ray Liotta, but man, not in the soup form.
All right. I think that's the best thing in all of Olive Garden.
Excuse me, breadsticks would like a word with you.
God. It's like saying this is the best thing in this dumpster. See this boot with the sole hanging off? This is the best thing in here. 5-12, turkey soup versus a hamburger. We'll also give cheeseburger. Make that part of this.
Hamburger soup?
Yeah, it's a thing.
I've never
really just cut up a burger. Throw it in there, some cheese sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I've had it. I've made it.
Whoa, see that? I say turkey.
Yeah, I'm going to go turkey just because,
cheeseburger soup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Turkey moves on. Dude, nothing like that, like week after Thanksgiving, like turkey soup. 4 versus 13. Will we have another upset? Beef and barley versus a 13 seed oxtail soup.
What's oxtail soup?
What do you think it is, Mike?
I'll give you one guess, Mike.
No, really? Like, is it really? No. Then no. If I if it's what I think it is, beef and barley. Next one. No.
What do you say, Art? You ever been to Jamaica? A little oxtail soup?
Nope.
Art, what are you going with?
Beef and barley.
All right. I was going to vote for oxtail just for fun.
I still don't know what it is.
It's oxtail. It's... Do you know it's what a really doorbell
like
is?
It, like, what do? They fucking put an ox's tail in water and just let it sit there for a while?
Yeah, I guess. Some broth, yeah.
Have you ever had it?
No, but I've had oxtail. I haven't had an oxtail soup. But yeah, I've had oxtail.
No. Absolutely not. This is not something we should be eating. Beef and barley. Goodbye.
All right. It's 6 versus 11. This is Lopan, one of our patrons of all. This is his big one. Bean and bacon. We'll also give ham. Bean and ham or bean and bacon.
What kind of beans?
I think they're generally like white beans. I'm like not really sure because I've never had it. Someone can look it up while I tell you the other one, which is loaded potato.
Oh, God, loaded potato. Loaded potato. What are we even doing here?
Yeah, that's an easy one.
Dude. Like, loaded potato could be it.
Sorry,
like,
Lopan, but loaded potato, come on.
You got a bum rap on the draw there, but sorry. Loaded potato.
I almost feel like the seed should have been reversed, but oh well. I'll take that up with the selection committee. All right, 3 versus 14. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. 3 versus 14. We got gumbo coming in at 3. Little Nolan's classic. And 14, we've got consomme.
What's that?
You know what consomme is?
When you consomme. Consent to have sex.
And don't tell me that it's made out of consommes.
It's cons, so they take dead prisoners.
What is it?
Grind them up and semé. Cons and semé. It's like a super thick, like clarified, like broth. So they just like reduce down the broth and it's almost like a gravy thickness, but it's just like this thick broth.
Gumbo.
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 Gumbo. 7 versus 10. Taco soup versus another Olive Garden classic, chicken and gnocchi.
You can yoke yourself out of this one. It's all about tacos.
What do you say, Mike?
My wife makes chicken and gnocchi soup.
Oh, is that a pick?
No, I don't know. But yeah, no, I'm going to go with taco.
Damn right.
All right.
My neck hurts.
You okay, bud? You need a timeout? You need to call out a medic?
I'm good.
You got an injury timeout?
No, I'm good.
Riley wants to talk it over.
So can we get someone to come out and mop the floor?
Yeah.
Where Art was laying down, holding his neck.
We got a halftime report coming up.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun.
Basketball.
The Masters of None halftime report is being brought to you by Masters of None.
Give me the ball because I'm going to shoot it. All right, last one in the meat region. 2 versus 15, chicken and rice versus Sinigang. Sinigang.
That looked like sing-along.
Sing-along. Soupity-doo-dah, soupity-a. Sinigang is like a Filipino sour soup that is kind of served with a sour and savory taste. They make it with all kinds of different meats. You could have like beef sinigang, pork sinigang, seafood sinigang.
Rolling a gang.
In my research, it got voted like one of the best soups in the world. Or it won like the number one soup in the world. So that's why it made it in, really.
Okay.
So, and the chicken and rice, I want to clarify, you know, our play-in was creamy chicken and rice. That was more of a cream chicken. This is just straight up chicken and rice. This is unwild rice. Very calm, chill rice.
Yeah, I'm gonna go chicken and rice.
Okay, Art?
Chicken and rice didn't miss. Go with that one.
All right. That wraps up the meat region. Here we go. Seafood and WTF region. 1 verse 16. Oh, this could be the real big
cereal.
One. New England clam chowder versus cereal, the play-in.
Oh, cereal. All the way. What do we
got here? I'm going to let Mike give his first.
Oh, man.
Although Mike is the one who brought up his cereal of soup. I don't know if he was serious or not, but it was classified as yes.
No, I am. I'm serious about it.
How serious are you? Let's see.
But here's what's wild.
So serious.
Here's what's wild. I'm just looking ahead. Cereal's got a clear path.
Yep.
Oh boy.
As it should.
Like, just looking at what is coming.
Whoa,
potentially.
Hold up. No.
No, I'm just saying, as opponents.
I don't want. No, don't be biased. Come on.
I'm looking at opponents. I'm looking at, because here's the thing. 100%. I feel like you should take cereal in this round, without a doubt. But I'm just looking ahead at the potential.
Classic,
like,
rookie
who
mistake.
Who can knock
16?
Them off? Who will knock them off? And
Jay,
it doesn't
you can
look
tell,
like a
no,
lot.
No, hold on. Jay, you can tell Mike's never been to the big dance because he's looking ahead.
Yep.
You look at the battle ahead. That's in front of you. You start looking ahead, you lose. You already lost.
What I'm
you
saying
already
is,
lost.
What I'm saying is, in. I'm looking ahead to see who can beat them. And
no
I
one.
Don't. I don't have a lot of. I don't have a lot of options here.
This is probably the weakest region.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't matter. You play who's on the schedule.
Hello.
You play to win the game.
All right.
Cereal for me.
Playoffs?
Yeah, I'm taking cereal.
Wow.
I'm taking cereal. This is
16 seed. Cereal, a.k.a. breakfast soup.
I never really liked New England clam chowder.
Who wow. does?
I figured
in
you
Rhode
would.
Island.
No.
Yeah, you're in New England.
Food.
Art only likes Manhattan clam chowder.
Oh, no, I don't.
He's angering the people in Boston. All right, next up.
Clams.
8 verse 9, hot and sour soup versus Manhattan clam chowder.
Manhattan clam chowder.
Yeah, I hate hot and sour soup. I'll say Manhattan clam chowder too.
I hate them both, so who cares?
Wow. And we're gonna call them MCC.
MCC!
We need a soup with sweet abbreviations. I love it. There's always like one random college who's just like, it's like, yeah, X93. It's like, what? That's not even, those aren't even
That's
letters.
That's the droid you're looking for.
Yeah.
Is it Xavier 93? That's not the name of a school. It's just some weird assemblage of letters.
X23.
All right, next up, 5 verse 12, we have petite potato leek versus coconut curry.
What's a petite potato?
Potato leek.
Versus what?
Versus coconut curry.
Potato leek for me.
Sure, I'll go with that one.
All right, you sure? Coconut curry's got a hell of a three-pointer. Best three-pointer ever in the history of the game.
Coconut curry's delicious soup, but...
I think coconut curry went to Davidson.
I like when coconut curry gets mad and gets attacked and throws its mouthpiece. No, nothing. Okay.
Yeah, I got it.
Well, we got it.
I was a fan of coconut curry's father more than coconut. So I was a fan of like the tree.
Yeah. The tree soup.
Yeah.
All right. Potato leek moves on. 4-13, we've got alphabet soup, kids classic, versus bird's nest soup.
What is bird's nest?
It's literally an edible bird's nest, dude.
What kind of bird?
I'll tell you right now.
Cardinal.
Yeah, right? Like they just
edible
take
nest
the
swiftlets.
Say it
swiftlets.
Again?
Swiftlets.
Swiftlets?
Jesus Christ.
What did you say?
For the kids.
Right, now we're going to have to put a... over 18 warning on this episode, Art. Jesus.
Hey, you brought the soups in.
The birds are called swiftlets, and they
oh, they're Taylor Swift fans. Nice.
Got it.
Swifties. They use solidified saliva, which are then harvested for human consumption.
Yeah, we're done.
Nope,
we're done.
Too gross.
Yep.
All right. Alphabet soup. Crab versus shrimp bisque. 6 verse 11.
Fuck them.
This could be a tight one here.
Fuck them both. I don't care.
Wow.
shrimp bisque.
I'm going crab. I gotta make Art decide, even though he doesn't care. Who do you love more, Art?
I hate crabs.
Pepe the Prawn.
Shrimp.
Mr. Krabs from SpongeBob.
Shrimp.
What say you?
I'll go with shrimpy shrimps.
Shrimp-ris. Shrimp-ris, I just said.
Whoops.
Wow, we really are going to have to put an 18 and over.
Yep.
All right. 3 versus 14. Beer cheese soup versus turtle soup.
Beer cheese.
Beer cheese, come on.
This one was like 120 to like 35.
Yeah.
This is the biggest lopsided matchup in the entire tournament. Although
the turtle for the turtle soups.
There's one more coming up that might hit that as well. 7 versus 10, gazpacho versus bouillabaisse.
What's a bouillabaisse again?
Bouillabaisse is kind of like a seafood. It's like a seafood medley.
Okay.
Gazpacho is it's a cold soup. That's why it's in the what the fuck category. Gazpacho is raw blended vegetables.
Nacho in the soup.
Yeah, just a bunch of different veggies. It's cold.
I'm going to go bouillabaisse.
Whoa. What do you say, Art?
I go with gazpacho.
Whoa, I'm going gazpacho too, because I'm not big on the seafood.
All right.
It's got a lot of like weird shellfish and whatnot. But even though cold soup is weird, it could be good though if you just get like a little like shot glass of it. You know, if you're at like a fancy like multi-course dinner. That's kind of the only way it's good. All right, 2 versus 15. This could be another runaway here. We have lobster bisque versus shark fin soup.
70 point win. 70, shark fin. 70 point win for lobster bisque.
Art says shark fin.
Shark fin.
Oh my God, you natural terrorist. Art hates animals, soups, and sandwiches.
Baby shark soup, 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 soup. Shark fin soup.
Yeah, I gotta go with lobster bisque.
Of course.
Cowards.
Of course.
Only because if they killed the whole shark and used it like the Eskimos, but no, they just like literally cut the fins off the shark and then throw them back in the ocean.
Gonna need a bigger boat.
It's messed up, bro. All right. Halftime. We are down to the 32. We've cut our field in half, you guys. We have some interesting matchups here, and we're going to get to them right now. We ready?
Yeah.
Back to the international region. We got ramen versus matzo ball.
Ramen.
Ramen. Done. Art was going to go matzo ball.
Probably.
Matzo ball soup's weird. Fine. It's kind of weird. I don't know. It's like a big mushy ball of bread in like a soup.
What? Matzo ball?
Yeah. Right? Isn't that what it is?
Yeah.
Essentially. It's a
little
big
rice ball, basically.
It's regurgitated cardinal puke.
Wow.
Very specific.
Ramen moves on. Number one seed. We've got number 5, pasta fagioli versus number 13, Cinderella miso.
Miso.
Pasta fagioli.
Pasta fagioli. Woo! All right. Goulash was the upset at 11, taking on another upset, 14, pozole. We've got Hungary versus Mexico.
Oh, pozole.
Mexicans work too hard. Pozole for me.
Oh, I was going to pick goulash.
I'm not hungry for goulash.
Again.
God.
Looks like the Mexicans were more hungry.
Oh, and me without my soundboard, guys. So many bad jokes.
Yeah, please tell some more people about the Patreon, or go to, you know what, you can just give us some money because Mike needs a new laptop.
Yeah, I borrowed a computer from work. It's here.
Borrowed.
Yeah.
Air quotes.
Air quotes.
Yeah, but instead of buy us a coffee, you can buy us a laptop. You can just straight up give us some money. Just go to the link tree, Masters of None. It's on Instagram.
go to the money tree.
Just go to the donate button. All right. We got number 7, Italian wedding soup versus number 2, French onion. Ooh, this is a good matchup.
French onion.
Italian wedding, French onion. Yeah, French onion again.
Ooh,
I think
all right, the powerhouse.
Not a chop, not, chop. I don't want to pick them, but they're gonna win.
Oof. All right, got ramen, pasta, fagioli, pozole, and French onion. And that all coming out of the international region. All right, back to the veggie region. We got the number one seed tomato versus the number eight cream of broccoli.
Tomato.
Oh, damn, I was going cream of broccoli. All right, number one moves on. Number 12, cream of asparagus. Another upset there. Taking on number four, corn chowder.
Corn chowder.
Yep, agree, corn chowder. I got the four versus one matchup there. We got six split pea versus 14 cream of celery. It's cream of celery pull another upset here.
Yep.
I'm saying split pea, baby. Art's got celery.
Art said celery.
Oh, boy.
I'm saying...
at the buzzer.
Celery.
Oh! Wow.
Last second shot.
The least delicious vegetable.
Yep. Right. I just had two sticks of celery before we started the show.
I know. I saw that.
Did you really?
Yeah.
With peanut butter, right?
Unfair. Yep. Mike with a half-court shot at the buzzer. Cream of celery over split pea. Number seven, broccoli cheddar versus number two, vegetable. I got broccoli cheddar.
BC!
Broccoli cheddar.
Boom.
Oh, cool. BC! Yeah,
we can use BC now. Love it. Broccoli cheddar. Ooh, we got a 7 versus a 14 in the second half of that bracket. I like it. All right, veggie region done. Tomato, corn chowder, cream of celery, broccoli cheddar. Moving back over to the meat region, we have the number one seed, chicken noodle, versus the number eight, chicken tortilla.
Ooh,
battle of the chickens.
Chicken tortilla. Chicken tortilla.
Noodle.
Whoa.
Too much noodle.
Chicken tortilla, baby.
Oh!
Sucking noodle.
Noodle going out?
Another upset.
Upset.
Boom. Noodle going out like that? He did him like a dog.
Take out cream of celery. I mean, I'll take a tortilla over chicken noodle. I just think chicken noodle is the worst. It's just overrated.
You're not good chicken noodle in it.
All I think of is like the crappy, like the cans. And it's just like those little like square like bits of chicken. They're just like literally cut into like
that's not chicken.
Gelatinous squares. It's disgusting.
That's not good chicken noodle. Come on, man.
Chicken tortilla, never bad. Out of a can. Chucking. Out of a can in the restaurant. Boom. All right, number eight takes out the number one. Next up, turkey, number five, versus beef and barley, number four.
Turkey.
Turkey.
Beef and barley.
Turkey barley.
Moves on.
It's barley.
Throwing them hay bales, huh? Huh, bud? Next up, we have loaded potato, number 11 seed, versus number 3, gumbo.
Loaded potato.
Gumbo.
Gumbo, baby. Boom.
Oh, good gumbo. I will walk for good gumbo. Like, I will take a walk. Be like, hey, 3 miles that way, some really good gumbo. I'll meet you there in 45 minutes.
Love it. Number seven, taco versus number two, chicken and rice.
Taco.
Taco.
Say, Mike. Taco. All right. Woo. Another big upset. Wow, I love it. We got like two Mexican ones coming out of that region. Tortilla and taco. We got pozole on the other side. Love to see it. All right. Down to the seafood and WTF region. We have... The Cinderella story out of nowhere.
Cereal.
Can I just say? The play in 16 seed cereal taking on MCC, Manhattan Clam Chowder, number 9.
Cereal. It took out New England. Now it's time to take Manhattan.
Yeah, that's it's the same
cereal
playbook.
Takes Manhattan.
It's the same playbook.
Taking down both chowders.
It's the same playbook.
The chowder killer.
It's the chowder killer.
The chowder killer. taking out the whole Northeast, coming for the rest of the country.
Got to do it. I got to do cereal.
All right. Boom. 16 seed.
It's not good enough.
Moves on to the Elite Eight. Unbelievable. All right. We got Potato Leek, number 5 seed, versus Alphabet Soup, the number 4.
Oof.
Alphabet.
I'm going Potato Leek. Alphabet Soup is just a dumb, like, dumb-shaped noodles and a not good broth. It's for kids. You need an adult soup. Potato, leeks. Kids don't even know what leeks are. That's how stupid kids are.
They listen. Take leeks.
Listen, though. This is going to go up against cereal. Like, you have to think about that.
No, I don't.
It doesn't matter. Cereal's going
to
win.
No, we don't have to leave it. You're the only one thinking about it, Mike.
I'm thinking about it.
No,
and
it shouldn't be.
I'm going to pick.
You keep thinking about it. Cereal's going to get upset.
I'm going to pick Alphabet Soup.
All right. Well, we both picked.
Imagine if
Leek.
Alphabet Soup went up against Alphabet's cereal.
Whoa. I think that's what's happening next. All right. Potato Leek moves on. Right. You said Potato Leek, Art?
No, I said Alphabet.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
Alphabet Soup.
Good thing I wrote this in pencil. All right. And we've got Shrimp Bisque, number 11, taking on number 3, Beer Cheese.
Beer Cheese.
Beer Cheese.
Beer Cheese.
And then our final bracket in the Seafood and WTF Reason, we got a Gazpacho, number 7, versus Lobster Bisque, number 2.
Lobster Bisque.
Hell yeah, Lobster Bisque.
All the way.
All right, kids. We are to the Sweet 16. Back to the international region. Ramen, powerhouse, number 1 seed. Some say a favorite, heavy favorite in this entire tournament. Taking on the Italian Stallions, Pasta Fagioli, number 5 seed.
Ramen.
Ramen.
Ramen. Sayonara. Ciao, Pasta Fagioli.
Ciao, Durr.
Oh, snap.
Got him.
All right. We have another Cinderella. Pozole, all the way out of Mexico. Number 14 seed, taking on another powerhouse. French Onion, the number 2.
Pozole.
Wow.
I want Pozole to win, but it's not going to happen. French Onion takes it.
I have to agree with Mike. And this next one's going to be
where
it really
gets
difficult.
I want to pick Pozole, but too many people don't know what Pozole is, and I've never even had Pozole.
Yeah.
I would walk 4 miles if someone said there's some Pozole that way.
I would walk 500 miles just to be the man, to be the
next one. That.
All right, ramen, French onion, the 1 and 2 seeds coming out of there, out of the international region to the Elite Eight. We go back to the veggie region. The number 1 seed, tomato soup, still in it. Going up against the number 4, corn chowder.
Corn chowder.
Ooh, man.
I'm going to go corn chowder too, man.
Wow.
Another upset, baby.
I was going to pick tomato, I think, but doesn't matter.
No, you're on the wrong side of history.
I know.
We go to cream of celery. 14 taking on broccoli cheddar.
BC.
Number 7.
BC.
BC, baby. The bracket buster.
Yep.
Wow, that's a big one. All right. So we've got corn chowder and broccoli cheddar going to the Elite Eight from the veggie region. Headed over to the meat region. Chicken tortilla, the 8 seed. Taking on turkey, the 5 seed.
Chicken tortilla.
Chicken tortilla versus turkey?
How is this even a...
Yeah, chicken tortilla, yeah.
All right, there it is. I was toying with turkey. Toying with turkey.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
It's the name of my autobiography.
Toying with turkey?
Toying with turkey.
I don't know why. It just sounds funny. All right, we go down to gumbo, number 3, versus taco, number 7.
Gumbo.
I know Art was going to say taco, weren't you, bud?
He did say taco.
Sounds about right.
Classic. Didn't hear. All right, we got gumbo, the 3, and chicken tortilla, number 8, going into the Elite Eight. Here we go. The real bracket buster, Cereal, the 16 seed, taking on Alphabet Soup.
Cereal.
Now wait, there's your fucking matchup.
Is it Alphabet versus Alphabet?
Cereal versus Alphabet Soup.
It's not even...
No. I hate Alphabet Soup and I love Cereal, so that's a no-brainer for me. Cereal continues the march to the Elite Eight.
Lord. Lord.
All right. Beer cheese, number 3 seed versus lobster bisque.
Beer 2 cheese. Seed.
I'm saying beer cheese.
Stop.
What do you say, Art? Beer cheese?
Beer cheese.
No. Fuck your seafood.
Fuck your seafood soups.
Oh, boom. No.
This is where Mike's bracket just got busted.
Yep.
Oh, I'm terrified for the future. Oh, no.
I think lobster bisque, really any lobster thing. And we already know that I think lobster rolls are like the most overrated food, let alone the most overrated sandwich. Lobster bisque, I feel like the same way. Like it's just meh.
Oh, no. Son.
And you're paying so much for it.
If you ever get a chance to have a really good lobster bisque, oh, my. It's life-changing. It's so good.
Yeah? Where? You got to go, like, to Maine or some shit?
No. Sometimes, you find diamonds in the rough. It's one of those things that, like, if it's on the menu, yeah, I'm going to try it to just see. Yeah. It's like chili. It's like the same thing. Like, yeah, I'm going to try the chili here. Like, let's see. You know, you don't got lobster bisque? Okay. You got chili? Yeah, I'll try that. But sometimes it's amazing, and sometimes it's just kind of like, okay, it's like every other lobster bisque I've had.
I've just never had that great one. All right, kids, Elite Eight, here we go. Oh, and I've only got a couple minutes left here on the old clock. We got to move. Ramen versus French onion.
Ramen.
1 versus 2.
Ramen.
Should we wait? Should we do this last? Let's do this one last. We'll come back to it.
Okay.
Well, this is going to have to be one of the recordings of all of us anyway, right? This episode is going to have to, we're going to have to put it out as one of the episodes that where it records all of us, like on Art Zoom.
No, I'm recording.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the last few minutes are, mine's going to cut off any minute here. All right. Let's come back to that one because that's the biggest matchup here. We're going to put that one in prime time. Let's go to veggie region. Corn chowder, number 4 versus broccoli cheddar, number 7.
Corn chowder.
BC!
Broccoli cheddar, baby.
Oh, you bunch of losers.
BC. You took out my fucking bisque. I'm coming for you.
Don't be revengeful on that. You all suck.
I knew BC was moving anyway, but fuck your corn chowder.
That was a spite dunk. Just spite dunked right on you. Posterized you. All right, meat region. Chicken tortilla, number 8 versus gumbo, number 3.
Chicken gumbo, tortilla. Baby. Gumbo.
Gumbo. Hell yeah. Seafood and WTF region. We got cereal, 16 versus beer cheese. Number
cereal.
3. What a ridiculous matchup this is.
Cereal.
Mike fell off his chair. What do you say, Mike?
No, I'm not deciding.
You're not deciding?
I'm not. Fuck. So what? Beer cheese?
You take beer cheese over every cereal known to man.
Yeah, I know. I just can't.
How about me and you? We both say it at the same time.
Okay, fine.
All right, Art says cereal, so one cereal puts it over. You ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, cereal.
Yeah.
You didn't say, you son of a bitch.
Just let you do it.
You're jumping into the lake by yourself, Jay.
You bastard.
Oh my god. Okay. All right.
We're in the final 4 now.
No, we got to do ramen versus French onion.
Ramen.
Ramen.
Ramen. Boom.
This is where French onion goes down. 100%.
Take that, Frenchies. All right. The final 4. We got ramen, number 1 seed. Broccoli cheddar, the number 7 seed. Gumbo, the three seed. The Cinderella story. Out of nowhere. Worst to first, cereal is the 16. All right, we're going to start ramen versus broccoli cheddar. Wow.
BC.
This is a tough one, man.
BC. Took me a sec, but I'm going BC. Ramen, because here's the thing.
This is more of a you thing.
Okay, I'm saying BC over ramen because ramen, you don't want to have ramen a lot. Well, you know, it's a good every once in a while. You don't really want to eat a lot. You're going to get
special,
you know,
special treat.
Yeah.
Go out specifically for ramen.
Broccoli cheddar. If it's at a restaurant. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll have a cup of that. Can I have a cup of that? That'd be great. Appreciate that every time. So, broccoli cheddar.
Okay. Broccoli cheddar. Cool.
You say broccoli cheddar?
Yeah.
And what did Mike say?
Broccoli cheddar.
Broccoli cheddar. All right. That's it. Boom. Another big upset. I was gonna talk about the accoutrement again, like the bowl that it comes in is part of it. The ramen, you get the little soup, you got the chopsticks, you got all the crap you put in it. Broccoli cheddar, killer in a bread bowl. Love the bread bowl, Panera, but broccoli cheddar.
I can put it in a cup. Just put it in a fucking plastic cup. Give it to me. I'm good.
All right.
Cereal.
Broccoli cheddar's never bad. That's the thing.
Cereal.
Broccoli cheddar's never bad.
No, it never is.
Broccoli cheddar is still delicious.
Always. Right?
But you
cereal.
Ramen.
It's true.
All right. I'm not sure which one you want to vote
cereal.
For.
Cereal.
Cereal 16 versus gumbo.
Gumbo. This is where he goes down. The story ends here. Gumbo is it.
If you could go look in your heart of hearts and say that you would have gumbo over any type of cereal, you're lying to yourself and your children. Just saying.
Oh,
I'm saying gumbo because here's cereal's weakness. You need to always put it together. It never just comes. It's never like this type of thing where you leave in the fridge, you go back out and get, and you always have to put it all together. So gumbo is just like one of those things where it's not only a good fucking soup, but you can just have it. You can just have a vat of it in your fridge and continuously have it. I'm going gumbo.
Yeah, because I can go into my car and like, oh, look, there's gumbo. Like, gumbo's just hanging out in my car.
Your car?
Yeah, oh, there's gumbo. Or, like, I go to, like, I don't know, a supermarket. Can't find cereal in a supermarket, but I can always find gumbo. Your staying power. Yeah, maybe you can't, like, have to put it all together, but all the ingredients are right there. Takes 3 seconds. Boom, you're eating gumbo. You got to let that shit marinate. It's got to be refrigerated. Cereal you can take wherever you want.
It's worth the wait. Gumbo's been working hard to get here.
Whoa. It's worth the wait. You just said like you can get it right then and there. You have to put it together. Like, oh, I got to put
cereal together. You said you got to let that shit marinate.
Oh, God, I got to put cereal together. This is going to take forever. All of 3 seconds. Shit. Oh, my God.
Nope. Cereal going down.
Gumbo takes 9 hours. That's a lot easier than 3 seconds of cereal. 5 seconds of summer and 3 seconds of cereal. Listen.
I argued to have cereal in this conversation in the first place, and I'm telling you, the gimmick is over. It went all the way. It's not.
You
not
brought it to the dance, and then at the final stage when you're going to bring it up.
Because I don't think that there was an actual
left it at
soup.
The altar.
There was an
you
actual cereal at the soup altar. That was considered a soup that was good enough to beat cereal until now. And I think this is the time that the Cinderella story is over. As soups go, as legitimate soups go,
you can't accept the chaos. You can't look into your heart. You're not looking into your heart.
Cereal is a poser soup. Cereal is a very big poser soup right now. They had a good run.
So you're saying poser guides are bad?
We're both on this shit. It's on. It's gumbo.
You guys ready for my decision?
Yeah.
Now, keep in mind, Mike just screwed me before when he didn't answer the question we were supposed to answer it. And I said 3-2-1.
Well, this turns into spite.
Yeah.
Mike was doing the posterizing before. Will it be a spite soup or spite cereal?
Art was announcing his winner before you even asked any of the questions. He was interrupting you.
consistent. Oh my God. To just throw his fucking precious cereal out there. Does it barely barely shows up for 45% of the show, but it's except when we talk about fucking cereal.
I come in when it counts. I'm the closer, baby.
Does it like soups? Does it like seafood? He doesn't like 25% of this bracket. He doesn't.
More like 50%, son.
And you're like gonna give him cereal. You're gonna give him his little snack, his little fucking. You're gonna give him his box top rewards. Just say it.
Call me King Superman. Superman.
You're gonna have to explain. You were worried about our credibility, and now here we are talking
since
about
when?
Cereal.
When are we ever? When are we
cereal
ever worried about
making
our
it to the fucking finals? It's not happening. It was fun, Butler, but guess what? You're out of the tournament. Come on.
It's not General Mills. It is Gumbo. Damn it. Gumbo.
Yeah.
Goes to the final. Sorry, Art.
Bunch of cowards.
And a great ride. Everyone in the building had on their cereal gear. Fresh cereal gear they bought.
I mean, you captured the heart of the country.
You're what's wrong with this tournament. You feel like you need to have everything in a certain way. Nope. You guys don't embrace the chaos. I was born in it.
You merely adopted, Doc.
Just want to say, like, about 20 seconds ago is where we lost all credibility in who we are. You guys are a bunch of sellouts. You are the Vanilla Ices of podcasts.
We already did. Didn't we do a bracket of cereals?
Don't talk to me in that voice anymore. I can't believe in you anymore.
I think you did it. I think you did. We did a bracket of cereals because you talked about King Vitamin at length in that episode.
I think we're done after this. I'm done.
Show's over, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Well, before we end this whole thing forever, we have to do our final.
Do we?
Broccoli cheddar versus gumbo, number 3.
Which one do you guys like more?
I vote for cereal.
Oh, that's cereal's music. Oh my God, that's cereal's music.
Vitamin comes running down, starts hitting broccoli cheddar and gumbo with chairs.
Captain Crunch busting through the curtain like fucking Ultimate Warrior. Dun, 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 dun.
All the cereal mascots running down the ramp with different weapons. Captain Crunch is just firing a cannon the top of the arena.
Silly ramen. Tricks are for kids.
Snap, Crackle, Pop are like, we don't need our names. And they're just cracking bones.
Yeah, they just... Just pull out a switchblade. That's really funny.
All of a sudden, from the from the coffin, Frankenberry comes out,
like the Undertaker.
He like raises up off the table. Count Chocula flies down like Sting, like fighting.
Toucan Sam, Captain Crunch body slams someone, Toucan Sam lands on his shoulder.
I was saying Toucan Sam's doing the Coco Beware.
Just plucking up his eyes with his beak.
Just want to illustrate the point that any stupid brand soups would not be coming out in the WWE ring, okay? None of this would happen without cereal. Rest my fucking case. Gumbo's toe was on the 3-point line when they were down by 3.
He's working the refs. He's working the refs for next year.
The Cocoa Puffs bird comes out in a straight jacket like
Oh shit, I'm sorry.
All right. So, what do you say, Art? I know you're going broccoli cheddar, right?
No, which one did Mike go with?
I didn't pick one.
Neither did I.
Or do we let you pick first?
How about we all then on three? Ready?
Everybody on three at the same time?
Yep.
All
right. One, two, three.
Purple Rain.
Art didn't say. What did you say, Art? Mike said Purple Rain. Did you say Purple Rain too, or did you actually vote, Art?
He didn't vote. What did you say?
What did you say, Jay?
I said Broccoli Cheddar.
No, you said?
No, I said Purple Rain.
No. Go Broccoli Cheddar, then that's fine.
Yes, I'm also picking Broccoli Cheddar.
All right. Number seven seed. What a tournament, guys.
Good.
We will post this bracket up on all the socials because this needs to be we need to put this out there for posterity, I think.
I believe so.
It's gotta go on the record. The March Madness Tournament of Soups 2023.
Hey, I didn't think there was enough soups to do this. And then holy shit.
Did it though.
Nice job. Very nice job, fellas.
All right. That was fun. We love you guys. Join the Patreon.
I don't love them.
Pre-show, which is equally awesome, and buy us a coffee or buy Mike a laptop so we could get sound effects back. It's very, very important. It's crucial.
Yeah,
buy these chodes some common sense.
Go to the link tree on our Instagram, Masters of None Show, and thanks. We'll talk to you next week on Masters of None. I'm Jay from Mike and Art. See ya.
I'm gonna have a bowl of cereal. See ya.
Whatever.
Don't forget to leave us a review and rating on iTunes and join us on Facebook and Twitter at Masters of None.
Check out the website, mastersofnone.com. It includes episodes, news, articles, videos, pictures, so much fucking more, man. Check them out. Masters of None. Masters of a fucking excellent domain name, I'll tell you that right now. Father too many.
You had it. I think someone had it and they were like, we want that. I got it again.
You think they had to buy it?
I would think, man. Like you said, that's a good name.
Unless they were going way far back.
Maybe they saw that.
Maybe they got it way back.
How far back?
Way back.
How far are you going to go back?
Way back. As we go around like this. All right, check them out. Mastersofnone.com.